Hey, it's Steve Bertrand here with another Lending Inspiration Small Business Success Story, sponsored by Republic Bank of Chicago. Today I'm talking with Marty Ward. He's the owner of Crossmark Printing and is here to share his inspirational story about how he came to be his own boss, the challenges he faced along the way, and how he achieved his dream. Marty, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Introduce us to Crossmark Printing. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, we opened up in 1991, so it's been in business for 32 years. Small little shop. We started on this little storefront at 159th Street in Tinley Park, 1,000 square feet. And over the years, we grew, and we're in a facility now about 17,000 square feet. And from small copies, we went up to large sheet beds. We do a lot of bindery, a wide gamut of products we offer.
How did you find yourself in that kind of business?
Well, out of high school, I started welding. And the steel embargo hit us heavy back in 74 and couldn't find a job. So I went back to the high school and I had this on my transcripts that I took printing for 3 years and spoke to the counselor and they worked with a printer that was in Chicago that hires right out of the high school. So I went and applied and here I am, 48 years later.
That's a great lesson for so many people, I think, you know, learning a craft or a skill, a trade in school and relationships with your school even after you graduate. It's got to be tough, though, running your own business, right? What's the hardest part?
Right from the beginning, I think it's mostly I had to learn to discipline myself from being a pressman to being an owner. Never had formal education on it, so it's learning on the fly.
Right.
You know, developing new clients, finding niche products, services, always trying to figure out new ways to grow this business.
And you're growing your staff within the family, too, right?
Yes. My son, Marty, worked for us, and then we hired another girl, Andrea Kirby. She's been with us basically like another family member, too, over 25 years.
Okay, so tell me the challenges maybe of bringing in a family member or bringing in staff like Andrea. You have to have a certain amount of trust or confidence to turn things over to them, too, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I think they earn it themselves over time when they start learning your practices and what your objectives are for growing the business. You could tell right away if they have it in them, and we use a phrase in our industry, have ink in their blood. And I think the both of them started out with that, and it was an easy process for them to learn what we do today.
Marty Jr. is with us, too. Marty, what kind of boss is your dad?
He's an excellent boss, I have to say.
Well, of course you have to say. Tell me a little bit about working in a family business.
You know, it has its ups and downs, but I'd say mainly ups. It gets difficult at times, but we just learn to keep business with business and personal life with personal life.
And Andrea, what's it like to work as Marty said you're a member of the family now, but you weren't at the start and you came into a family business. What kind of challenges did that present?
You know, it really didn't. You know, coming on board here, we're all treated as family and we're all given opportunities. And working for Marty, like you said, 26 years, it's definitely a place that I call home.
Now, Marty Sr., you've got the staff there, you've got the family there. Capital is important too, right? Tell me about the importance of having a good relationship with your bank.
Oh, it's critical. You have to always count on them because our business is not contractual. So every day you open the door, you don't know what kind of business you're going to be getting in. So there are lean times, and you always have to make sure that the capital is going to be there to borrow. And, of course, obviously your management of your own money is internally, too. But have a good relationship with a bank is the utmost thing to have.
And Republic Bank has worked very well for you?
Oh, absolutely. They were the ones that get me instrumental in when I moved to the new facility to get my big press. And it was a big challenge for us, from a small little shop to investing in a piece of equipment at that time, didn't have to work for it. But, and that was in 2003, and ever since then, it's been a wonderful relationship with Republic Bank.
So here we are talking with the welder who went back and became a printer, opened his own business. It's thriving, and what's the future look like for you?
You know, it looks good. A little challenging. I think it doesn't matter what business it is today. Things move fast. I would say that moving forward here, we're going to be in good shape. We've been able to grow our business internally. We've moved into other kind of ways to divest ourselves. We do signs now. We get into commercial work customers. We have storefronts that we're doing on the web, easy orders, pay online. Things to make today's buyers embrace our technology that we're offering them.
Marty Jr., one more chance. Your dad's a great boss still?
Yes.
Andrea, it was nice to talk to you as well.
Marty, listen, it sounds like you really work at fostering a great workshop, a workplace, and congratulations on that. I wish you the best.
Oh, thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate that.
Marty Ward is the owner of Crossmark Printing.
Lending Inspiration, Small Business Success Stories is brought to you by Republic Bank of Chicago. The financial solutions you want and the expertise you need. This is business banking done right. Right now, this is Republic Bank of Chicago, member FDIC. For the full conversation, visit WGNRadio.com/lendinginspiration.